Well, thanks for joining us today. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. In the book of Hebrews, we read, "We have come to the sprinkled blood of Christ, which speaks better things than the blood of Abel." And Charles Spurgeon adds these words of insight. Have you ever come to the sprinkled blood of Jesus? The question is not whether you've come to a knowledge of doctrine or to an observance of ceremonies or to a certain kind of experience, but have you come to the blood of Jesus? Living in light of the crucified Savior is the life of all vital godliness. If you have truly come to Jesus, we know how you came. The Holy Spirit sweetly brought you there. You came to His blood with no merits of your own. Guilty, lost, and helpless, you came to take that blood, and that blood alone, as your everlasting hope. You came to the cross of Christ with a trembling and an aching heart, and when you heard the dropping of His blood, it was like the music of heaven to you. We are full of sin, but each drop of His blood cries out, "It is finished. I have made an end of sin. I have brought an everlasting righteousness." How sweet it is to come to the precious blood of Jesus. And if you've come to that blood once, then you will come to it constantly. Your whole life will be looking unto Jesus. And if you don't desire to wash in it every day, then you have never washed in it at all. Past experiences are insufficient for our needs today. A present coming to Christ alone can give us the joy and comfort we need. Today, just as God's people gained deliverance from Egyptian bondage in years gone by, let's sprinkle the doorpost of our lives with fresh blood and feast upon the Lamb, assured that the angel of destruction must pass us by. And that's today's reading from Hebrews chapter 12 and from the devotional commentary of Charles Spurgeon. Don't forget that a transcript of these comments is available to you online. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for supporting this broadcast ministry as you're able. Goodbye.